This is a podcast from ABC Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn.
On ABC Radio, you're with Rod Quinn. It is time for our weekly look at health and fitness with Professor Gordon Lynch at the University of Melbourne. Gordon, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Rod.
This morning we're going to look at kidney disease, and in fact chronic kidney disease, and, well, how we can make sure that we avoid that sort of thing. And, of course, as always, Gordon, the regular advice that will help us in any situation, that is eating vegetables, exercising, and quitting smoking or not smoking, that all helps, but there's a lot more to it as well.
Yeah, there are. And it's sometimes a forgotten thing about, you know, our kidneys are sitting there quietly and happily and doing their job. The importance of the kidneys really comes to light when they're not functioning. You know, they're there because they're filtering the wastes and the excessive fluids from our blood, and then they get excreted in the urine. But without that function, waste products can build up, and they build up to toxic levels in the body, which of course is going to be catastrophic. But the kidneys are also important because they control blood pressure, because the kidneys sense the amount of blood that flows through them. They can then secrete hormones, and they can excrete the fluid and the salt to keep the blood pressure in balance. They also control red blood cell production, so the kidneys can detect low oxygen levels in the tissues, and they can secrete a hormone which boosts the red cell count. And it's also, the kidneys are also important for bone health, because they maintain calcium levels and vitamin D levels in the body, which help build strong bones. So you think about, you know, in terms of systems physiology and the beauty of that, of how our different cells, specialized cells, becoming organs and organs communicating with one another. The kidneys are there because they also impact upon so many other tissues as well. And if we lose that function, it'll have catastrophic consequences.
The kidneys filter, don't they?
They do. I mean, if we don't have that filter and we have those toxic levels, that's when things can go wrong. We really lose kidney function. Our bodies can only last a few days before we die. So we've got two kidneys, so thankfully we've got, you know, they're both working well, we've got some capacity to spare. But some people, you know, they can actually survive quite well on just one kidney and be quite healthy. So it really shows that sort of ability to survive and why the kidneys are so efficient.
And we've heard of some people donating a kidney to somebody else, and both of them therefore have only the one kidney.
Yeah, and that really just shows the ability, I think, and the success of the body and its ability to filter those waste and those excess fluids from the blood.
And for those people who do have chronic kidney problems, then dialysis is an option. Not for everyone, but of course that's not something that you necessarily want to go through. It is an option, of course, because if you don't have it, then you are in serious trouble. But for anyone who has been through dialysis or continues to go through it, then it's not something necessarily that you want to keep doing, because it is very time-consuming and very disruptive to your life.
Yeah, and that's why the focus today is on how we prevent and what we can do in the earlier stages or before, what we can do from a lifestyle perspective to prevent chronic kidney disease. And now, I think if we think about what can go wrong, if we slowly have this progression of kidney damage where we don't have the ability to filter, you know, we really stress the importance of this filtration and preventing this toxic buildup. With chronic kidney disease, you know, when it gets to that level, we get dangerous levels of these fluids, these wastes that build up. And if it progresses further, and you talk about end-stage kidney failure, and that's when you talked about dialysis or kidney transplants, and so we want to really try and avoid as much as we can. What can we do beforehand?
Okay, so how would you know if there's something wrong with your kidneys?
Yeah, that's the thing, because in the earliest stages of chronic kidney disease, you may have very few signs or symptoms. And, you know, you really only know when your kidney function is impaired significantly. So that's why it's really important to check with your doctor on a regular basis about kidney health, having blood tests that can have markers that tell about kidney function and so on, and making sure that you're monitoring these things as you're going, because any sort of signs or symptoms that need to be checked very, very early to avoid this progression to this very serious disease. So, you know, changes in the way that you urinate, fatigue issues, swelling issues, all these things may indicate, but they could also be signs of other things as well. And that's why it's important that you check with your doctor. And they can do certain tests, blood tests, and they can check certain things and check your blood pressure especially, because that could be a major contributing factor. Some of the things that I'll talk about this morning in terms of what we can do also relate to preventing blood pressure and conditions related to blood pressure. It's important for the kidneys as well, because in the kidneys, you can imagine that the blood vessels are very, very delicate, very small, and particularly vulnerable to the stresses that if you have high blood pressure with a lot of blood going through and forcing into those vessels, if we've got narrowing of those vessels, then the blood supply to the kidneys can be reduced. That's going to, you know, make them less able to do their job. So because the kidneys are so important for maintaining blood pressure, it sort of becomes one of those sort of vicious cycles. As your kidney function starts to worsen and you have this higher blood pressure, then it just causes more and more damage to the kidney, so you get this progressive decline. So there is a very close link between monitoring blood pressure, keeping blood pressure in control, and the progression of kidney disease. So when we talk about lifestyle approaches and so on, some of the things that we're talking about relating to blood pressure control are a major contributor to these lifestyle factors.
Gordon Lynch is our guest as we talk about kidney disease this morning, chronic kidney disease. You've talked about particular latest research. What is that research and what has it found?
Yeah, so there's a study, it's a sort of a collaboration between Swedish and Australian researchers, so from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden and Griffith University in Australia, and it was published in the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology. They gave a few statistics to start, right, about chronic kidney disease. About 10% of the world's population suffers some form of chronic kidney disease, which is quite staggering, really. And in Australia, an estimated 1 in 10 Australian adults, about 1.7 million people, have signs of chronic kidney disease, and it could be the earliest stages or it could be the later stages as well. What the researchers have said is that despite these very alarming figures, there's been no evidence-based guidelines on lifestyle changes that can help prevent kidney disease from occurring. So, you know, there's a lot of other things. When I mentioned about high blood pressure and other things, there's a lot of lifestyle factors for those conditions, but specifically for chronic kidney disease, there hasn't been much. So they conducted this review of 104 published researched studies looking at lifestyle factors and kidney disease, including more than 2.7 million people. And they were healthy people from 16 countries around the world. And what they were looking at when they had all these different studies and they did various statistical tests to look at all the different relationships between different lifestyle factors, effects of diet, effects of exercise, tobacco smoking, alcohol, for example, on the risk of developing this, you know, kidney problems. And what they found was, and it's not surprising, but lifestyle plays a big role in identifying these sorts of ways in which we can reduce the incidence. So if you want to reduce the risk of developing chronic kidney disease, they gave some advice, and it was about having a more vegetable-rich diet, having a higher potassium intake, exercising more, less alcohol consumption, less salt consumption, and quitting smoking. Now, that's pretty good advice for many different conditions, but specifically for chronic kidney disease, what they showed was if people followed those sorts of diets, it could potentially reduce the risk of chronic kidney disease by between 14 and 22%. So a substantial contribution based upon choice, and I think that was a really important message.
Isn't that the case, though, that in this matter, the kidney is just one of the internal organs that is benefited by following that kind of a lifestyle, that, as you mentioned, that pretty much covers everything, doesn't it?
As I mentioned before, there is this interconnectivity between different organs of the body. So if you're helping blood pressure overall, it's not surprising that all the vessels that supply those organs will benefit. So if you've got an occlusion in one area of blood supply is being compromised, it could be the lower parts of the body, so you've got peripheral arterial disease, or it could be in the kidney itself where you've got this compromised kidney function because of a lack of blood flow to those things. So I think it's all connected, And I think that's really why the choices we make can have such an impact for not just one condition, but multiple conditions. So type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and we think about chronic kidney disease as well, benefiting from these sorts of major sort of changes to our lifestyle, or there could be subtle changes that could have such an impact. And I think that's why it was an important study and something, of course, of direct relevance to chronic kidney disease.
What happens if you have a kidney transplant then? Is your kidney as good as new, or do you still have to follow this advice?
Yeah, it's always going to be good advice. And the researchers in their article, they stress that the advice does apply to healthy people at risk of developing these kidney problems. But people who already suffer from kidney disease, and it may be that you've progressed down this line, they really need to follow their medical specialist advice, of course, because you don't want to put unnecessary strain, and if you have to follow even more strict lifestyle recommendations as well. But I think the idea here is that this is good advice, especially towards the progression to this condition, and what we want to do is we want to slow it down. So in many cases, the treatment for chronic kidney disease may simply be to try and slow the rate at which this is occurring, and because we know that we can survive with an amazing level of this filtration that the kidneys can provide. But the idea here, when we go, if we progress to those other conditions, then your medical specialist is going to be critical, because even more so about what you have can actually make things deteriorate even more quickly.
And we know the situation in Australia when it comes to organ donation. You do not wish to have to rely on somebody donating a kidney for you to get that use of your kidney back, or someone else's kidney as the case may be, that you could be on a list for many, many years, or maybe not get a kidney at all. So it's much better to look after them, take care of them, rather than think, well, I'll get another one later on.
Absolutely. And I think these lifestyle choices, it's about overall health, and I think even progressing to this severe stage, is what we want to do is reduce the risk of chronic kidney disease. But it could be that these lifestyle factors will reduce your risk for heart problems, stroke, bone issues like osteoporosis, diabetes, and so on. And I mentioned before about the importance of blood pressure. If we're thinking about chronic kidney disease, make sure you keep your blood pressure in check. So see your doctor regularly about having your blood pressure checked. And if it's high, there can be a plan, including medications that can help in terms of reducing blood pressure. Maintaining a healthy body weight. We want to reduce blood pressure. If we're too heavy, that can place strain as well on those systems. If you eat salt, it reduces the amount of fluid that the body excretes, and that can increase blood pressure as well. So it's all linked between the foods we eat, the salt content, and so on. So if we can, not just adding salt to the diet, which is what we talk about from the salt shaker, it's many of the hidden salts that we have in packaged and processed foods. So making sure that you monitor your salt intake, keeping stress under control. Stress can increase blood pressure as well. So if you can ease your stress, it's going to give your kidneys a break as well. And keeping alcohol intake to moderate levels. And Kidney Australia have very strong recommendations about reducing alcohol intake to relieve the stress on the kidneys. And the last one, of course, is about smoking. And we talk about giving up smoking, and as if it's quite easy, it's very difficult for many people to do that. But the impact on your health is so significant that if you can take those steps to reduce and then give up smoking, your body is going to thank you. Not just your kidneys, but its impact on the function of many other organs in the body will be quite significant. So it's a step in that right direction.
Gordon, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Rod.
Gordon Lynch, Health and Fitness. And that was another podcast from ABC Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn. Thanks for listening.